I never get tired of that song. I never get tired of it. Turn with me, if you would, to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. Verse 5 says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." I make all things new. Do you ever go back over your past in your mind? You ever do that? Think about the different stages of your life. Think about the different things that you did, the things that you said. And wish with every fiber of your being that you could undo it. Do you have things that haunt you? Are there things that you have done that prove to you are as vile as this word says you are? Do you ever wonder if somehow they will resurface? Somehow it'll be brought up again. Somehow it'll be brought out into the open again. I'll have to relive that again. If you do, would you like to hear the greatest news you'll ever hear in your life? Verse 5 says, "And he that sat upon the throne," who is that? Jesus Christ. "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." I make all things new. I am undoing every bit of it. I'm going to make it so that you never did any of it. You never did any of it. Now let's see if God will let us put off the old man and put on the new man for just a minute. Sunday night we looked at putting off the old man and putting on the new man. That old man of unbelief and the new man of faith, the new man that believes God. Let's see if the Lord will let us put him on for just a second. I want to show you two scriptures. And if the Lord has created a new man in us, we will believe both of these scriptures. The first one is in Romans 3. Romans chapter 3. He's answering a question in verse 4 by saying, "God forbid." He's answering a question. And then he says, "Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar." Whatever God says is true. And whatever any man says is a lie. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? All right, then this is what God said. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah chapter 50. Verse 20 says, "In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none." For spiritual Israel, for God's chosen people, He said, "Behold, I'm going to remove every single sin from your record." Every single sin. Not only am I going to pay the price for them, not only am I going to suffer the punishment for them, I'm going to actually remove them from your record. I am going to remove them from your mind. I'm going to remove them for you. Every time I've ever read that verse of Scripture, I've looked at that verse of Scripture in light of God the judge searching for our sins. And He will, and there shall be none. But it does not say who all will do the searching. And when we go searching, into our mind, He said, "I'm going to make it so that when you or when anybody else tries to go back into your mind or tries to go back into your heart or whatever place you might think that sin could be, after deep searching for it, you'll never find it. You will never find it because it won't be there. It will not be there." He said in verse 20, "In those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve." Now here's why I said, let's see if we can put on the new man. If you are Christ's, those sins that haunt you are not there. There is nothing on your record for you to carry guilt over. There's nothing on your record. Now, the old man is going to say, that is not so. This is what the old man, we have an old man and a new man. And the old man is going to say, that's not so. No, I can't believe that. Mm-mm. There's no way I could believe that. Not with all of this guilt that I feel. Not with all of this sorrow that's bringing me down. All the shame. I just don't believe that. That's what the old man says. The new man says, if that's what God said, let God be true and let me be a liar. If God said in Christ it's gone, then it's gone. If God said, "Behold, I make all things new," then it's new. If God said, "I have chosen to lay hold of you and lay hold of your sin and lay hold of the guilt and the sorrow of the shame. I've chosen to lay hold of all of it. And I've chosen to take it all and wash it in my blood." And that blood has washed you. And that blood has blotted out your entire record. And that blood has removed all the guilt of your shame. If God says that we are chaste virgins in Him, then we are chaste virgins in Him. If God says we're holy, and if God says we're spotless, and if God says we're pure, then we are holy, We are spotless. We are pure. Turn with me to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 9 says, "On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But Peter said, 'Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.'" Now, there were certain animals that the Jews, by law, were not allowed to eat because they were considered unclean. They were considered filthy. They were considered sinful. It was a sin to eat these certain animals. Those animals represent us. In this vision, everything that came down in this sheet, by nature, in its own flesh, was filthy. It was unclean. And that's what we are by nature. But God told Peter, "I want you to eat those animals. I want you to receive those animals to yourself." Verse 14, "But Peter said, 'Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean.' And the voice spake unto him again the second time, 'What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common.'" If I have cleansed it, do not call it unclean. If I say there is no sin in it, then there is no sin in it. Now, David said in Psalm 51, "I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before me." But he also said, "If you purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. I'll be clean. Lord, if you come to this earth and if you take this sin from me, I acknowledge my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. But if you come take it from me, if you take this sin to your cross, and if you pay the wages of my sin, which is death, if you wash me in your great work of remission," this is what he said. He said, "If you do that, I shall be whiter than snow." Snow is pretty white. It is pretty white. He said, "I shall be whiter than snow." Not just out of trouble. Whiter than snow. That's exactly what Christ did for his people. He made them whiter than snow, chaste virgins to himself. Now turn with me back to Revelation 21. Revelation 21, verse 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Oh, Lord, wait a minute. This is who you're going to take to yourself? This is who you've betrothed yourself to. This is who you've joined yourself to in holy matrimony. But they're such sinners. They're all such sinners. No, they're not. Check their record. But Lord, I know they are. All they've ever done is sin against you. That's all they've ever done. No, they haven't. Check their record. But Lord, they even say it with their own mouth. They all cry, I'm just a sinner. All I am is a sinner before you. That's what I say. I'm a sinner. Well, God says they're not. God says in Christ they are not. Let God be true. Check the record. Check the record. Well, Lord, where do I find it? Look under the name Jesus Christ. His record is their record. Verse 3 says, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Why? Because there's no more sin. It's not on the record. It's not in the mind. It's not there. Verse 4 says, The former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Now, this is what I'd like for us to get a hold of. And I pray this will be a great help to us. I mean a great, great help for the rest of our days on this earth. I pray this will be a great help. When the Lord Jesus Christ took our sin from us, the sin that His Father gave to Him, all the people that His Father gave to Him and laid that sin on Him, when He took that sin, He bore all of it. Everything that goes with it. He bore the sin itself. He bore the sentence that went with it, the penalty and the execution of judgment on it. But not only that, He bore the guilt, He bore the sorrow, He bore the shame that went with it. In Psalm 40, He said, Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me so that I am not able to look up. This is what He said. Father, I can't even look You in the face for the shame that I feel over this sin. I can't even look up. Isaiah 53 says, The Lord laid on Him the iniquity of us all. God the Father laid the actual sins that we have committed on Christ His Son. And Christ not only bore our sin, He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. Our sins haunted Him. They haunted Him. He thought about the things we did. Oh, He had to think about the things that we said. He had to think about every idle word that came out of this mouth. Ugh. All of those things resurfaced. They were all brought out in the open again on Him. As He stood there in the eyes of His Father, there He is, His Father looking at Him, watching Him, and He stands in the eyes of His Father. Like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened He not His mouth. He couldn't. He couldn't. The guilt was too great. He just couldn't. In His humiliation, His judgment was taken away. And He said to His disciples, "My soul is so sorrowful right now, I feel like it could kill me. I feel like I could die from a broken heart. My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death." And He did die. He gave up His own ghost. And in His death, not only did He put away the sin, and not only did He put away the sentence that went with it, the penalty and the execution of judgment on it, in His death, He also put away that guilt, put away that sorrow, and He put away all the shame. If Christ is your only hope before God, if Christ is your only hope before God, the next time you feel yourself starting to carry the weight of the guilt and the sorrow and the shame that's attached to your sin, just remember, not only has Christ also borne the sin for me, and not only has Christ also borne the punishment for me, Christ has already borne this guilt for me. He's already borne the sorrow. He's already borne the shame. Verse 5 here in Revelation 21 says, "And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." Now, this right here, I'm going to close with this. This is a real blessing to me. John, writing in verse 1, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth." That's coming. That's coming from Isaiah 65. Hold your place right here and turn over to Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, he said in verse 17, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth." This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. For all eternity, the only mind that my people are going to go back into, the only mind that my people are going to reminisce, think on, dwell on, search, is the mind of Christ. That's the only mind they're going to go back into. It says in verse 18, "But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old." The young person is going to be the same as the man who's 100 years old. He's going to have to know all things. "But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. If a man lives on this earth 100 years old, it won't make a bit of difference. And they shall build houses and inhabit them." What does that mean? No idea. "And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They're going to be there forever. It's not like on this earth where, you know, somebody comes in and takes over where one of us leaves off. I'm living in a house that I didn't build. Another man built my house and lived in it first. And now he's gone and now I've moved in. The Lord said, it's not so with my people. They're going to be there forever. Verse 22, they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. Thank the Lord. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. He said, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to create. A brand new creation. He said, I promise. I promise. That's what I'm going to do. John said, I saw it. He did it. I saw a brand new heaven. The Lord said, I'm going to create a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. John said, I saw a brand new heaven. I saw a brand new earth. I saw a people with a brand new heart, a brand new spirit, a brand new name, a brand new song. He said, behold, God made all things new. He made all things new. Now flip back and look at the end of verse 5. He said unto me, write. And this word says unto me, preach. Tell my people this. Tell my people this. For these words are true and faithful. This is the truth. All right, let's all stand together.